Okay, this is a Parak Gimel and Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumah, and we're going to continue now with the halachas that relate to begad with clothes becoming tameh. Okay, so the Rambam says halach aleph, chamish ma'alos asu chachamim begadim ve'ilahim. So there are five stringencies the chachamim made regarding clothing and tumah. Number one, bigdei amaretz medras la'okle cholayin betara. Right, so we know by medras is where the status of an object that gets tumah through a zub being on it. So if a person is an amaretz, so what it called the clothing, what it called the clothing of an amaretz is considered the status of medras tuma when it comes to eating what it called things that are regular food in tara. And as we saw before, an unlearned Jew is also considered like a zav insofar as his relationship to being something tara. Uvigde ochle cholein bitara midras la ochle meiser shemi. Right. So, but as well, this is the second stringency. The clothing of people who eat regular food while they are tahor are considered medras tuma when it comes to eating ma'aser sheni. Ava okli cholein bitara, right? Ava heinu nikarim prushim, but those people who are able to eat food who are capable of eating food in a state of being tahor because they know the halacha. Heinu nikarim prushim, they're called prushim. Einam kizalvim afilu truma, right? They're not considered like a zav when it comes to even when it comes to truma. Hareze haparush tahor afilu naga baba gufa. So this parosh is considered tahar, even if you went ahead and touched what he called tumah with his hands. Uvigdei, touched the truma, excuse me, with his hands. Uvigdei okle ma'aser sheni medras l'ochli truma. The clothing of somebody, this is the third chumrah, the clothing of somebody who eats ma'aser sheni food is medras level tumah for eating truma. Uvigdei okle truma medras l'kodesh, and the clothing of somebody's truma becomes medras tumah for consecrated foods. Aba okle truma atzman ini kazav l'kodesh, but eating the truma itself does not make someone like a zav, right? What, like the status of a zav tuma when it comes to that which is contrary from the mikdash. Finally, a big day okli kodesh medras lechatas. So too, the clothing of people, someone who eats that which is consecrated, now becomes medras level tuma for eating for what he called for what the paraduma. Kamosh v'adam hilchos paraduma aval tahor lekodesh. But when someone is tahor, when it comes to hekdesh, enu kazav lechatas. If someone tahor eats something that's consecrated, He does not now become the status of a zav level tuma when it comes to the what it called the par aduma offering. So after finishing with clothes, now the chachamim also set up various stringencies that have to do with what it called immersing in the mikvah. Ketsa mishdava below kavana raise the tar lechulim vaser meiser sheni ashish kavin litzvah meiser. Okay, so we're going to see in this halacha is that a lot of tefillah in the mikvah require has to do with intent. So if someone goes to the mikvah with any intention, he's automatically tahor to eat that which is non-hektish food, but he cannot eat ma'aser sheni until his intention when he goes into the mikvah is to consume that. Tavol le'maaser, let's say his intention to go to the mikvah is to eat ma'aser, then a reza b'chesa tahor le'maaser, he now is considered tahor from consuming ma'aser, but asur b'truma, he can't have truma. Tavol le'truma, let's say he goes to the mikvah with the intention of eating truma, hooks up a truma of asur kodesh. So now he can eat truma, but he can't eat that which is consecrated. Tavol le'kodesh, if he goes to the mikvah for the purpose of eating hektish, so he can now eat that which is consecrated, but he cannot be involved with the paraduma. Tavalachatas, he went to the mikvah for the purpose of being involved with the paraduma. Right, so hitting the highest point, if his intention is to go ahead and be involved in the paraduma, so now he's considered tahor for everything, right? Because anyone who goes to the mikvah for something that's the most chamor, right, it includes necessarily that which is more lenient to it. Tavostam loniskalam the echa bekol ilu. Now, if a guy went to the mikvah and he wasn't thinking of any of the situations Ram just mentioned, harezet tar luchulin bilvad. He can only eat that which is non-consecrated, like regular foods. But tamei kishahaya afilu meiser, right? And he's tamei even for meiser. B'chinat tovel yadav. The person just dips his hands in the mikvah. Oh, it's bilan. Oh, it's bilan. Tzara kavana, or let's say he was put in, then he requires kavana fil meiser, even for meiser. Min a meiser mala tzara kavana, and anything from the meiser to level above also requires a 10. Aval lechulin ain tzara kavana. As Rambam keeps saying, you don't need kavana when it comes to going to the mikvah for chulin. B'chol milo sa'ilu b'deriso. From of course, these chumras are all drabanan. Aval din Torah hol b'taval. But midaraisa, if you go into the mikvah, mikom akam reyotar lekol. Automatically, midaraisa, if you go to the mikvah without any das at all, you're tahor for everything. It's only midrabanan that it requires this idea of intention. Let's say someone was tahor when it comes to consuming truma. And let's say he lost track and did not pay attention to about eating. He does become tame due to this interruption in his das. And he can't eat truma. And he goes to the mikvah a second time. But he doesn't have to wait until the day ends. How yodav taharos the truma? If his hands are tar for truma, and he loses track, his concentration, and so far as eating, even if he says, "I'm certain that my hands didn't become tame," so we say his hands are definitely tame because in losing track of things, his hands are very busy and they probably touch somewhere inappropriate. So if this applies to truma, of course, it's going to apply to that which is more machmir, which is hektish. So in that situation, if you have any interruption in your das, you must go to the mikvah. Then lo shavar atzam v'tumas meis. Now let's say a person didn't really guard himself when it comes to becoming tamei from a corpse. Lo yada v'vaday shlo nitma. Is that 100% sure if he was or not tamei from a dead body? He requires therefore the sprinkling of the paraduma waters in the third and seventh day because of this interruption in his das. V'vaday shlo nitma v'meis. Let's say he knows for sure he didn't touch a dead body. V'siach daito mishar tumas, but he didn't keep track mentally of the other areas of tama. Then I raise his tzarach tefillah. He must go to the mikvah. V'arav shemesh af the truma. He's got to wait until nightfall, even for consuming truma. The davar baruhu should call eilat tefillos midivrein. So all these immersions in the mikvah, and this case is a derabanan. Lachadad v'chein gadzu chacham al kelim and in some b'shukim rechavos. So too they said when it comes to vessels that you find in public areas like streets and markets, I feel mibaros even in deserts. Shayu b'chesas tuma. We assume that kli that you find is tama. Shema b'zav u'meitzitro, because we'll assume that either a zav or a dead a corpse touched it. V'chein aroken imsam sham, so to spit that's found in these kinds of places. The cheskas tuma, we assume it's tame. Shema rok zav, because it could have come from a zav. V'chiyotzebo hu haroka zet, and we assume that this spit is tame. Okay, kol kelim imsam yushlayim tohor. However, anytime I find a vessel, for instance, in yushlayim, I can assume it's tohor. I feel nimsu derech yiridu levezet vila, even if I found that item on the way down to the mikvah. So gazu tumah lakelim and some yishlayim, they didn't include in this, they didn't make any takana on any of tumah on any vessels that are found in yishlayim. Chutz min asakinim, mishkita sakachim, mechum sakachim, except for knives that were used for shechting korbanos because of the stringencies involved with korbanos. Only if the knife, this only applies for a knife found during the regular year. About imat sakin yishlayim biyudav and nisan, but if you found a knife in yishlayim on the 14th nisan when everybody's coming bringing their korban pesach to shecht. You shech the korbanos immediately. If you call yudalios for Shabbos, even if the 14th comes out of Shabbos, so gazra sakin and sambi yomazek, because the gzera does not include knives that are found in this day. If you found a knife in yontov, shochiba, you can use it. Miad shechesus kol kelim yontov tahor, because we also assume that on yontov all kelim are considered tahor. Let's say you found the knife on the 13th of Nisan, then mazaleya, you have to use the water slash ass mixture of the paraduma on it, matbila, and it's immersed, v'shokhaba l'machar, and then you can use it the next day, meisha su b'yom, zek il yom yud gimel shvi shala. And then what we say is we make the 13th as if it's the seventh day, waiting after it went to the mikvah, after being taller. Let's say you found a knife that you didn't know what its status was, tied to a knife that you didn't know, b'im yontav b'im shar yamim, let's yontav another day, harihi kamboa, im tora tora, b'im tmeh tmeh. Then we say is that its status is the same as a knife. If it's tar, the other one's tar, and if it's tame, the other one's tame. Now, any spit that's found in Yushalayim, what do you call it, in the middle of the road, gazru alein tuma, they assume it's tame, kishar harokin imsam yushalayim, like any spit found anywhere else. But any spit found on the sides of the road in Yushalayim are tahar. Shaprushim hain, shemahachim itzadim, because the prushim, the more aware of halacha type people, would walk on the sides. Because they would walk away from the average Jew because they didn't want to become tamei by touching him. Right, but at the time of let's say yantiv, let's say sukkos. So then, if you find spit in the middle of the road, it's tar. Because we assume all Jews are tar during yantiv. At the sides of the road, if you found spit during the regal, you assume it's tamei. Shatzmeim regal ma'atim. Right, because there are very few tame coming up to the mikdash, fein prushim letzidei drachim, right? And we also know what it called that they would move to the sides. Lachates kashem shavishon osa. Okay, switching a little bit. Kashem shavishon osa sheni v'sheni osa shlishi. So just like first derivative tuma can produce second and third. Kain suffik rishon osa suffik sheni v'suffik sheni osa suffik shlishi. So too a suffik of first level first degree tuma can cause a suffik second degree tuma in an object that's touched and so on. So for example, Allah here, Truma Bakachim Shinifu Bisafik of Satuma Shatara. Let's say you have Truma or Korban that become Tame Bisafik, right? Questionable, from a primary category Tama, Midoraisa, Hare Ilu Nisrafim Batuma, Zu, Kigon Shini Stafik Lo Imnagab of Zeh O Lo. So in this such a case, you burn the Korban because what do you call it? We're not sure whether or not it would touch the Avtum or not. In such a case, due to the Suffolk and the stringency, you burn it. So there are certain suffix where you don't burn the item nor do you eat it. You keep it like in this purgatory. We don't eat it nor burn it. However, there are some doubts where you would burn it if it's truma, and of course you'd burn it in the case of being a korban. When you have a double suffix, one built on top of the other in Tumah, ain't suffered like Truma Lolam, you don't burn Truma, as well as Vain Sarah Makachim, and La Tolam Lo Oklahoma Sorfin. So in a sfeika in Tumah, when it comes to these two situations, you don't burn them, rather you keep them in a limbo state, you don't eat them, nor do you burn them. Lachu Gimel, finishing up, Al Shisha, Sfeiko, Sorfin, is a Truma, Bakulam, Xavier, Ramba, Elohim. So there's six doubts where in such a situation in Tumah, you burn Truma, and all these are Durabanim. Al Besa Pras, so we know Besa Pras is the plowed up cemetery. Now offer habam eretz amim, that's dirt brought from outside of Eretz Yisrael. The bigdi am aretz, that's clothing of the average Jew. The al kam and imsayim, a kli that you find. The al harokam and imsayim, spit that you find. The may ragli adam tamish yisar may ragli behima mechza lemechza veina dua im butlum riyasa imlo. And as well as if you found a human urine that's tame that's mixed with the urine of an animal, and let's say it's a 50-50 mix, and you don't know what it called. You don't know whether the person's urine was butthole on that through its appearance or not. Ketzat. So what's an example? Or what do we mean by this? In nitmeis truma machmas echa mishishailu. If truma becomes tame in one of the six instances he listed above, apish ikr tumasam b'safek, even though it's a tumah b'safek, harei zeh tisarek, we burn it. Ho v'vadai sfeikos eilu tumasam min haTorah, shameis vazav tamei min haTorah. But of course, if these were suffakes of deraisa, right, then they're tamei min deraisa. V'achas truma shenaga achas mishesh mosailu. It doesn't matter if it's Shuma that touched one of these six, or it became Tameh underneath one of them or due to one of them, right? He's Shlishi L'Achasven, or it's a third degree to one of them. Now raise you to start if you burn it. Avim Yustapik L'Bukhom Makom, right? But let's say you're unsure, what it called, if in this situation, Im Nagav Beisa Prasiv Eretz Amim Ol Nagav, you're not sure if it touched, let's say, dirt from outside of Eretz Yisrael, Im Nagav B'Gadim Rokim V'Kelim Me'er Glayim Ol Nagav, or if it touched clothing or the spit, etc., or not. Hare Elu Tolan, in these situations, you don't burn it nor do you eat it. Mesha Ikr Tumasa Me'asafe, because the Ikr Tumah itself, the fundamental status, is born out through a doubt. Shema Tzmein, Heino Torah, you're not sure if it's Tameh Torah. Then Tomer Tzmein, and if you do say the Tameh, then let's say you resolve the first Safek, the second Safek is Shema Naga, Shema Lonaga, maybe you did or didn't touch it. And then do Shnei Sfekos, now you have a Sfeka. Then Sorfana Shnei Sfekos, Elu Tolan, and you don't burn Truma for a double Safek, rather you don't eat it nor do you burn it. That ends Parak Gimel, and we'll continue with Parak Yudalad tomorrow.